Hi, it's Cara Brown, and this is Watercolor Conversations. It's a place where I share my love of watercolor and my seeking, my teaching, my discoveries, the connections I see, and just in general, what it's like to be alive at this time here on planet Earth. I hope that this meets a part of you that's longing to be met. Thanks for being here. Hi, it's time for a podcast, don't you think? It's been a while. I went looking through some of my writing at the titles, and one just jumped right out at me. I called this entry Blessed Unrest, and I wrote it in the fall of 2017, just after we had finished a remodel of our kitchen, which also included refinishing our hardwood floors. So at the time of the writing, I had just finished putting all of the furniture that was piled into the carpeted bedrooms back away into the living room and dining room, and then was faced with my studio, my home studio, being all disorganized and everything on top of everything else. And so I dove in and I spent half a day on a Monday, even though I had all kinds of other things to do, tearing through my studio. And I moved the bookcases, which meant emptying them first, and replaced a folding table with a desk that had been shoved up against the wall. I cleaned everything, dead bugs out of the window tracks, which I'm looking over at those window tracks now and think we need to do another cleaning in here. I wiped away cobwebs. I dusted. And the studio was really, really beautiful, except I knew I could feel in the drawers the paperwork needed going through too. So the next day, I dove into the file drawers, and what I discovered was a whole bunch of searching, of seeking, of exploring that I have done. I found some really lovely things, which one of them was a list written in my hand of what it means to be your wife. And it was the first draft of what became our wedding vows, my husband and I. And it was fun to find that because it was the 19th anniversary of our first date that day. I found pages and pages of notes from the work I did with Pax, Alison Armstrong's work that has to do with the distinctions between men and women, the masculine and the feminine, hunter-gatherers, and how to be in powerful partnership. I found notes and poems and readings from my sessions with Sister Mary Neal, who was a powerful woman, a Catholic nun who looked after the spirit, my spirit, for 10 years. She was a precious, precious person. And there were some writings that I did because of her that I may share one day. I found business coaching stuff, several iterations of values, goals, customer profiles, and visions for how I'm here and who I'm to serve. And I do believe that work that I do around developing a business is absolutely growing me as much as anything else. What stood out for me in all of this is that there is a part of me that has been positively driven to understand, to grow, to heal, to get better. As much as I wish that I had already known that no matter what, that I am beautiful and beloved, in the words of Kelly Flanagan, I see that this same gritchy part of me, this itchy, uncomfortable, not yet finished part, has caused me to seek and discover a level of awareness, a level of consciousness that I cannot imagine having come to had it not been for this part of me that I felt was somehow lacking. And that now that I'm on this path of growth and exploration and curiosity, I think that my desire for understanding increases and that I can't imagine ever stopping. The more I see, the more I see that I've not yet seen. And then after that, I had a conversation with Donna, who is my spiritual mother. If I have not talked about her on the podcast yet, I don't know, but she's a huge figure in my life. And her husband had just passed away, Alan Newman, and he was quite an incredible advocate for the growing of one's consciousness and for creative expression. It was what he came on this earth to do. And he said that most of our authentic selves are hidden. They're shrouded in behaviors that we have adopted to be accepted so that we don't even know ourselves. But when we do know ourselves, when we do let this part of us be revealed, an incomparable light shines from us. And he was after that light in people. Donna's description of Alan made me think of this famous quote from Martha Graham. It goes like this: "There's a vitality, a life force, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and be lost. The world will not have it. It is not your business to determine how good it is, nor how valuable it is, nor how it compares with other expressions. It is your business to keep it yours, clearly and directly, to keep the channel open. You do not even have to believe in yourself or your work. You have to keep open and aware directly to the urges that motivate you. Keep the channel open." This unique expression must be what it is I've been compelled to discover within myself, my art, my writing, how I see the best way to support people on their creative path. The first part of this quote is really familiar. I remember thinking, yes, everyone knows this one. But then I found another part that I think I'd read before, but it certainly is not as widely quoted. And she says this: "No artist is ever pleased. There's no satisfaction whatever at any time. There is only a queer, divine dissatisfaction, a blessed unrest that keeps us marching and makes us more alive than the others." Before I go on, I just want to note one quibble I have with what she says. She says that there's no satisfaction whatever. And I think that's not exactly true. I think sometimes we do have some satisfaction. But it is absolutely my experience that dissatisfaction with our work comes with the territory of being a creator. It is more than just what we can expect to be dissatisfied. She says it's purposeful, divine, blessed. The phrase "blessed unrest" has gone on to live a life far beyond the words she said to Agnes DeMille. Most notably, "Blessed Unrest" is the title of a book by Paul Hawken about the legions of people who've made their lives attending to the problems of life on Earth. Blessed Unrest, it's a commitment to see things through, and it shows up as desire to keep making progress. It's what has people come to me wanting to learn to paint, and it is what keeps them coming back every week. It's not comfortable living with this blessed unrest. There is that dissatisfaction to contend with. Nevertheless, looking around at who's doing what with this one precious life we're each given, I see that having this unrest is a blessing. It's the grit in the oyster. It's what has us be brave in the face of obstacles. Unless we are living with it, we'd be happy enough just putting our face into our screen more and more of our days. I think, though, that some people have it and others don't. I have a memory of going to a bridal shower right after we graduated from high school. One of my classmates, and she was getting married right away because she couldn't imagine what else she was going to do with her life. My friend who went with me and I were off to college, and she said there was nothing to learn. It seems that she didn't have that blessed unrest, did she? The question that comes to me is, did she have it and not know it? Or do we all have it? Is there a blessed unrest in all of us by virtue of the fact that we breathe air? Is it just lying dormant in people like my classmate, for whom it just appears to be absent? Is there a way that we can foster it to spark it awake in each other? As I ask myself this question, and as I ask it again now in 2024, there's a voice inside that unequivocally says yes. I believe it has to do with exposure to interesting things. I believe it has to do with being around people who have it, who are alive and awake with it. And I think it has to do with environment, the ecosystem, the creative ecosystem that people find themselves in. I know that I'm here to do absolutely everything I can for every one of us who I have influence on to wake up to it. We can choose to see the potential for awakening in everyone, even in the face of what looks like an epidemic of cynicism in our world. Besides, you know, doing so doesn't cost us much. Mostly we just need to be brave. The payoff is a whole nother kind of life. So what is it that has you be unrestful, lacking of rest, and less than a fully lived life? Maybe be curious. Maybe let it niggle you. I know that it's what had me get this podcast started. Even though it's quite fledgling and I do it very sporadically, it lives in me still. The months that went by since my last episode, I have thought, I don't know how many dozens of times of sitting down and doing this. It's alive in me. It is that, you know, irritation in the oyster that wants to become a pearl. And it's what has another painting follow the one that I'm working on. I get tired sometimes and I go to Photoshop and I look at pictures and I collaged one last week. My brushes just weren't calling to me, but I needed to be creative. And I have this whole new apple blossom piece that I just cannot wait to get to. So I've got to finish the succulent that I'm working on now, and then that one will come next. And then there's this big idea that has to do with taking this image I have of a spider web and superimposing it over some kind of wintertime roses and seeing what that wants to be. Super ambitious, lots and lots and lots of work, lots of detail. But it has me, you know, it owns a piece of my mind and my heart and my soul. I just want this for everyone. I want this kind of propulsion inside to be creative and do things, because it is really living. Okay, so that's what I have to say about blessed unrest, at least today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Even when I'm not putting up new podcasts, I see the emails that come in that tell me you are, and I'm so grateful. And I will endeavor to be a little bit more frequent now that the holidays are over and my vacation is over, and I am on to what is next for 2024. All right. I wish you all my best. Till next time. Bye-bye.